Virginia lawmakers try again for casino in Fairfax County. Virginia lawmakers are poised to reintroduce a bill that could significantly alter the economic landscape of Fairfax County. This legislation, if passed, would grant the residents the power to decide through a referendum whether a casino and conference center should be established within their jurisdiction. The bill's proponents argue that such a development would enhance the county's entertainment and hospitality sectors. They also assert that it would provide a substantial boost to the local economy through increased tax revenues and job creation. The concept of introducing a casino to Fairfax County is not a novel proposition. In previous legislative sessions, similar bills have been brought forward but failed to materialize into law. The recurring theme in these legislative efforts is the belief that Fairfax County, with its affluent population and strategic location, is ripe for a venture of this magnitude. The proposed casino and conference center are envisioned as more than just a gambling destination. They are seen as a potential hub for international conferences, business meetings, and cultural events. Support for the casino has been robust among certain segments of the community and lawmakers who envision the casino as a means to alleviate the tax burden on residents. They point to the potential for increased commercial tax revenue, which could offset the rising real estate taxes that homeowners currently face. Additionally, advocates for the bill highlight the decline in demand for office space due to the shift towards remote work, suggesting that the casino could help fill the financial void left by vacant office buildings. According to state researchers, a casino in the northern part of Virginia could generate approximately $155 million annually in state tax revenue from gaming activities. This influx of funds would be a significant contribution to the state's budget, potentially aiding in the funding of public services and infrastructure. Furthermore, the establishment of a casino is expected to create around 3,200 jobs, offering employment opportunities to local residents and stimulating economic growth. Opposition remains strong. However, the proposal has not been without its detractors. Opposition has emerged from various quarters, including some residents and public officials who express concerns over the social implications of introducing a gambling establishment to the area. During this year's General Assembly session, Virginia State Senator Jennifer Boisco voiced her opposition to the casino, particularly the idea of situating it in Tysons. Her stance reflects the apprehensions about the potential for increased traffic, strain on local infrastructure, and the broader societal impacts associated with casinos. The debate over the casino in Fairfax County is indicative of the broader discussions taking place across Virginia and the nation about the role of gambling in society. As lawmakers prepare to reintroduce the bill, the debate will once again intensify as the legislative session moves forward toward this year's elections.